Now I'm on. Woo. Good morning, everybody. And having done all, what do you do? And having done all, you do what? Stand. God is good. Amen. Today we're celebrating Pentecost Sunday, the birth of the church. Hallelujah. I was thinking about this week of all the things that's going on in our nation. I'm sure you've been watching the news, and I know my heart's been heavy. And having trouble sleeping, and just really, really heavy with everything that's going on. But I thought of the scripture in Isaiah 60, verse 2, where it says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. For behold, darkness covers the whole earth, and thick darkness over the peoples, but the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear over you." Amen. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Praise God. You know, the word says the glory of the Lord is going to fill the earth. And guess how that's going to happen? Through believers. Through us declaring and making declarations in the atmosphere. Because we have been empowered to change things. And to set things on a different course. Amen. And so that's how, when you declare something, it's greater than confessing. And I won't get into that this morning, but when you declare something, you're saying that's the way it is. That's the truth of the situation. Amen. And it's bound to happen. Because God is faithful and his word is faithful to us. Amen. Let's just stand this morning as we welcome the Holy Spirit to the house. We're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit after a while. Hallelujah. God is good. Holy Spirit, we just welcome you into this place today. We have come to hear a word from you, God. We have come to experience a suddenly today. We have come to see answers to prayers, confirmation, and manifestations, God, in this place today. We decree and declare, Lord, that we are a people that is full of joy. We are a people that are healed. We are people that are highly favored of you, God. And even though as we look out and we see the gross darkness that is covering our lands and how people is reacting, we need a fresh move of your Holy Spirit to fall upon this nation, God. To fall upon the people. Let the rain of your Spirit breathe afresh on us today, God. Breathe afresh on us today, God. We come against every demonic attack against our nation and against the American people that would want to go out and ravage and cause disarray, God, and upheaval in our country. We come against that spirit that has invaded their lives and would want them to do such things. Precious Holy Spirit, cause them to have an encounter with you, because there's nothing, God, impossible with you. We speak life to where there has been darkness spoken. We speak life evermore to the things, Lord, that have been dark. We call for the light, the glory of the God to manifest itself in the earth now. Holy Spirit, come into this place today. Set up on us, Father God, we pray, that there may be breakthrough in our lives, God. Lord, we're not waiting, because Pentecost has already happened. We're just praying to come into agreement with what you already want to do. Prayer doesn't make things happen. Prayer is just agreement with what God has already established. Prayer is just saying, yes, Lord, you said it and I will declare it. Oh, thank you. There's no shadow of variable or turning with you, God. But you are true, and your word is truth, God. And that's what establishes us, God. That's our foundation. And if we build on anything less, it's sinking sand. But when we build our lives on the foundation of your word, you said that the gates of hell shall not overcome your church, shall not be victorious over your church. That's your promise to us as believers. And we pull on that today, God. We pull on that word today, God, that's been established. And say, that's what makes us strong. That's what makes us stand, even in times of uncertainty. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And we just yield ourselves to you today, God. We just yield ourselves today, today to you, precious Holy Spirit. Come. Come and do only what you can do. Come and only do what you can do. That we lay aside everything that happened last week, what's happened this morning, and things that may, you know, that we're thinking about next week. We have come to have an encounter with the Holy Spirit today and to be changed. That when we go forth from this place, that people will see the glory of God upon us, because we are your eyes and your feet and your ears and your heart in this earth now, God. And we thank you for that, Lord. Lord, I speak to every person that's listening, that's oppressed and depressed today. I speak your freedom. I just speak joy over you, and that your heart is healed from every hurt, from every abuse, everything that's come against you. We take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus. For he says that you no longer have to hang your head in shame, for you are forgiven and you are my child. And you can walk in the authority that I've given you. The authority as my son and as a daughter, that you can walk in that authority. And he says to you today to rise to a new day. For yes, the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon you. And those that are looking for a way out of darkness will see that great light. And they will come and say, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to know this Jesus that you know? What must I do to receive this peace that you have in the midst of the chaos? What must I do? And then you can draw them into you, and you begin to love them to freedom. You begin to love them to freedom. Hallelujah. Never give up on that one that keeps constantly going away and going away. He says they're coming back, and they're going to be stronger, and their testimony is going to be greater. And through that, they're going to see souls saved and added to the kingdom of God. For even now, I hear the Lord saying, there's a new day dawning upon you. Take this opportunity that's been set before you, and that which the enemy would want to destroy and cause chaos. God says, my glory is going to override that. And there's going to be a wave of my spirit come over this nation, through and upon my church, for days such as this. And you will stand in awe of what I'm going to do. Wow, you're going to stand in awe, and it's going to be that wow factor. That you're going to say, oh God, it's only because of you that we see this. Again, we welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this place. Thank you for this time of worship as we come into your presence, God. And everybody said, amen and amen.
Better. Okay, but anyway, you know, but Kim will be here in voice, and Brother Bob is going to be playing the piano at times, but you won't see him up here. He's going to be back there praising the Lord. I mean, you know, praise God. You could just really get people, just like Glenn got us Wednesday night when we were practicing. We were using the recorded music and practicing, and all of a sudden, where'd that voice come from? They don't know. We can hear what they're doing. And we stopped. And Martha laughed, and I said, oh, it's Glenn. Anyway, you know, he was getting ready to set things up for the Bible study. And I know I'm pulling one on you, Jerry. But when she was saying this, because as she was praying, and, you know, and as believers, we got to focus in on what we want to see and not what we see. Now, in the natural, there's darkness across the land. But as believers, we want to see the light. And the Lord reminded me, Pastor Shirley, as you were speaking, as you were sharing the fact that there's always been a remnant. And there's a remnant in every one of these cities that's trusting God. They're a light. And that light might start out being small, but in every time there's been a dark time in the history of the world, it's been the church that's risen to the top. The church came out, brought the message of salvation, brought the church out of the darkness in the Middle Ages. So it's going to be the message of the church that's going to bring forth the light in this nation. So, you know, as we can see gloom and doom, which in the natural, or we can see what the Word says, okay, that there's people out there that God's going to do miracles, that God's going to raise those believers up, that it seemingly they've lost everything, and they are going to be a witness and a testimony to the glory of God. But I thought of this one, Jerry. It's an elf. Somebody put a picture on Facebook the other morning. It was a morning scene. I'm not sure who it was. It might have been Shirley. I don't know if she put it. But it goes, there's a light shining forth. I can see it on the horizon. It's the army of God preparing for war. Remember that one? Come and conquer victorious, or the army of Satan, nothing shall stand before the army of God. Let's do that again. Come on now. You ready? There's a light shining forth. I can see it on the horizon. It's the army of God preparing for war. Come and conquering victory. Victorious, or the army of Satan, nothing shall stand before the army of God.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And then I tried to tell the Lord that this song didn't fit that we're getting ready to do. And he said it does fit, because it's the joy of the Lord that my church has got to maintain. We're not to grieve and to sorrow and knock the microphone that way. But we're going to do the happy song. And since I can't stand down there and dance and clap, I've got to play. This is not one that's recorded. You know, it's got, and listen to what it says. My heart is bursting, Lord, to tell all you've done. Of what? Of how you changed my life and wiped away the past. Now listen, I want to shout it out from where? From every rooftop, sing what? That what? That now I know that God is for me, not against me. God didn't do this to these people, right? That's the message of the gospel. All right, you all help me here this morning now that I don't knock my teeth out. All right.
Could sing an ending song of how you saved my soul. Well, I could dance 1,000 miles because of your great love. My heart is bursting. My heart is bursting, Lord, to tell of all you've done, of how you've changed my life and wiped away the past. I wanna shout it out from every rooftop, sing. For now I know that God is for me, not against me. I could sing an ending song of how you saved my soul. Well, I could dance 1,000 miles because of your great love.
Everybody's singing now. Everybody's singing now. Why? Because we're so happy. Woo! Hallelujah. Everybody's dancing now. Because we're so free. Yes. If only we could see your face. See it smiling over us. Unseen angels celebrate. For joy is in this place. Oh, I could sing an ending song of how you saved my soul. Well, I could dance a thousand miles because of your great love. Lord, to tell of all you've done, of how you changed my life and wiped away the past. I want to shout it out from every rooftop, sing, for now I know that God is for me, not against me. I could sing an ending song of how you saved my soul. Come on. Well, I could dance a because of your great love. Everybody, everybody's singing now. Cause we're so happy. Woo! Oh yes. Everybody's dancing now. Cause we're so free. If only we could see your face. See it smiling over us. Unseen angels celebrate. God's joy is in this place. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank you, Father God. We magnify. Come on, church. Give him the. Let's just let it ring out like we've got 200 people in here. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And now we are going to have our other two minus people join us as we celebrate. Okay. Glory to God. It is a glorious day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I ran out of that grave.
stay. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. The chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan, but now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future, my eyes are open, but when you call my darkness into your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day.
Hallelujah! Woo! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You know, the thing to remember, too, is that we need to watch how we try to identify people, because there's a real identity crisis. I'm not black. I'm not white. That's just part of who I am. I'm a child of God. I am who you say I am. Amen. Glory. All right. Hallelujah. If anybody hasn't given their offering, Miss Gail's back there. If you raise your hand, she'll come around. But we're going to continue our praise and worship. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Uh-oh. Is that who you say I am? Uh-uh. Wrong one. That's okay. That's okay. Hallelujah. Bobby started the wrong song. Glory to God. We might as well laugh about it. You know, praise God. Any good?
Amen.
You know, when you're in a family that we have all nationalities in our family. We have Mexican. We have black. And when you see stuff like this going on, and you think, you know what? I have a black grandson. He's 18. Big old tall 6'6" guy. And you know, he's out on the streets, walking, whatever. I don't want anything to happen to him just because he's out. You know, we live in the protection of the Lord. And anybody ought to be able to get out and do what, you know, as long as it's in a good environment. Amen? Hallelujah. That's okay. Are we ready? All right, good. Who you say I am. Love singing about being free in the Lord. Amen.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me.
Come on now, church.
Who the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God, yes I am. Free at last, he has ransomed me, oh, his grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Jesus died for me.
Can you stand again?
Who the Son sets free.
Come on.
Oh, is free. There's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Come on now.
I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. Oh, I am who you say I am.
Who the Son.
Who the Son sets free. Oh, is free. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
I am chosen.
I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. Oh, I am who you say I am. Oh, I am who you say I am.
Glory to God, Father God, thank you.
That's who we are, Father.
Amen.
That's who
Girl,
we
you
say
said
we
it.
Are.
Glory
to
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory to God, Father, thank you in the name of Jesus for your power, for your power. You know, and all these songs that we had been doing and the phrases that were in them, they just come to me during the week, you know, and like we're going to see a victory, you know. You know, there's power in the, the weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. Listen, when the darkness falls, it won't prevail. Church, this is what we need to let resonate within ourselves. Amen? All right, thank you. You all can start it. Sorry. I told you I just couldn't go straight through. Woo! Thank you for your anointing. Hallelujah.
The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. Oh, my God will fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the there's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win.
Come on.
I'm not backing down from any giant, 'cause I know how the story ends.
Come on now. Hear that?
Yes,
I know. victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
Oh, oh. Gonna worship my way through this battle. Gonna worship my way through.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil,
come on,
and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory, I'm going to see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory, I'm going to see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord.
You take what the enemy meant for evil,
and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Oh, oh.
Hallelujah. 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 Danny, I want you to do something you did last Sunday. We're going to go ahead and do that next song, Gwen, okay? And I know we did it last Sunday, but it was such a powerful movement. Because that's the attitude we got to have, is we got to speak Jesus. We've got to, and you know, we were doing all of that and didn't even realize what was going to happen this week, did we? We didn't realize all this was going to happen. But God, you know, sorry about that. You know, you realize that the church across the nation was just getting to the point to be able to meet again. And that happened. Now, God did not do either one of them. But it's interesting that the church was springing forth again alive. Think about that. And the other darkness came. Think about that. Because we're going to speak Jesus. We're going to speak Jesus everywhere. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Come on now.
just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing.
Come on.
Your name is life.
Break them.
Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus.
Oh, this is good.
Over fear and all anxiety. To every soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets.
Come on.
Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family. I speak the whole Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name of Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets.
Yes.
Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name of Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Father God, I just thank you in the name of Jesus. We speak Jesus. You know, it's Pentecostal Sunday, right? My husband said something interesting. He said, you know, we celebrate Easter and we celebrate the Resurrection Day, but you know the Bible really doesn't say celebrate Resurrection Day. Because we celebrate the resurrection every day. The only thing it says to do in remember him is take communion. But Jerry said, you know, if we really were going to celebrate a time, we should celebrate Pentecostal Sunday. Because that was the coming of the Holy Spirit. Wow. Hallelujah. I want to take you to take couple of minutes, and I want you to pray. Is that okay, Pastor? We won't do that other song. I think we're going to pray, and I want you, because I don't know about you, but as I've watched the news, it was like I couldn't get away from it. But I'd see the faces of these people. And one news guy said he'd never forget this elderly man that was in one of the things, and the drugstore was burned down. He came out in tears. He said, "Where am I going to get my medicine now?" You know, another person retired, took his life savings to open up a little cafe. They burned it down. And I mean, you know, these people need to see the miraculous power of God. But we're going to pray. You can sit or stand. Let's just take a few minutes to pray. Pray in English. Pray quietly. Pray in the Spirit. But let's pray.
Ms. LeVar, may I share something?
Sure.
Oh, I don't want to speak on the microphone. Oh,
okay.
We'll take care of social distance.
Okay.
You all know that I have a beautiful black son-in-law. But he's also a retired police officer.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been talking since the COVID started and all of that, and the way that people handled the COVID thing and went to Frankfurt and how that they got with the rules, and some thought they shouldn't be told to do that and to do this. And we've been talking, then of course all of this happened. Mm-hmm. And we have never promoted racism in our family.
No.
Because I have two biracial granddaughters. And they've never felt uncomfortable because all they've ever felt is complete and total love and acceptance.
Right.
Because we've taught them that God
Amen.
Doesn't see the color of the skin.
Amen. Amen.
But, you know, history plays out.
Yeah.
And they kind of want to know, well, where's God?
Yep.
In this. But we've been talking, and he shared some of them with me weeks ago when the COVID happened. And it has come back to me this week, and this is how I'm praying. He said, "Well, Mama, I don't know what we can expect of the people." He, even with what's going on now, he said, "It's not about racism."
Mm-mm.
He said, "It's about that people no longer respect authority."
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that it is a war against authority.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And he said, "But Mama, what can we expect when we haven't respected the authority of God for years?"
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So my prayer this week is, God, yeah. If I have disrespected your authority, you show me. Did Martha think that she had? But you know, when we don't accept the word of God as 100% truth, we are not respecting the authority
yeah.
of God.
Right.
That is the authority. And all of this will end victorious when we as Christians stand up and say, "We respect your authority, God. We respect yours." Because what's underneath it is people's wanting to do things their own way. He calls it anarchy. He's been talking to the girls about anarchy. But the thing is, it's lack of respect for authority. But guess where it starts? At the head with God. Mm-hmm. So I think as Christians, as we pray today, we need to pray God back on the throne.
Amen.
We need
Amen.
To pray God back into authority
Amen.
In our own personal
Amen.
Lives, in our church lives, in our community's lives, and in our nation's lives.
Amen.
Because God is the authority, is the only one.
Right.
I don't want to scare people and say, "Oh, you know, the police force can take care of it. The government can take care of it. The rules can take care of it. Legislation can take care of it." We don't respect the president right now. Look at what he has been through all of this. And even though my feelings for Governor Beshear are, you know, about voting and stuff, he still tried to take us through something in Kentucky that no one had ever been through. And again, lack of respect for authority. We're not supposed to kill our leaders. We're supposed
right.
to pray for our leaders.
Right.
And I just want
right.
to encourage people, when
Amen.
You pray today, pray God back on the
Amen.
Throne and pray him back into authority.
You know, I couldn't find it real quick, but Paul talks about this in Timothy, where he says in the last days there'll be disrespect, and he lists a whole list of things.
Yes.
Children will be, and it literally brings out that children will be disrespectful.
Yes.
But, you know, disrespect for authority. And if you read that in Timothy, it's another, you know, people say, well, it's, yeah, Jesus is going to come back when he knows when he's coming back. But it's like you say, it just didn't start yesterday, the disrespect. You know, hey, folks, what about us? Have we shown disrespect? Have we mocked that, where it says, you know, you can go 70 miles an hour and we went 80? I'm going to shut up or y'all throw me out. But let's pray. Come on, let's pray. That's something to come against is the disrespect. Father, we just come before you right now. I'm just asking you all to pray on your own, within yourself. If you're listening, if you're watching this, take a few minutes now to pray for our nation. However the Lord shows you to pray, but this is what the church needs to do right now, is not only to pray, but to declare the glory in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we just thank you that you said if we would call on you. And I pray, Father God, that your light's going to shine in every corner, that the church is going to rise up. The gospel is going to be presented. The love and the compassion is going to be shown forth. And that this nation, Father, is going to rise. This nation is going to rise up greater because it's going to find you. Father God, I'm not concerned about any other area, but that this nation is going to find you. Because you're hovering over these people in these cities, in these places where these businesses have been destroyed. Nasty words have been written all over their businesses. But Father God, you're greater. You're greater, and your light's going to shine forth in the name of Jesus. And it starts right now. It starts right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, that you're going to put some backbone in our leaders to where they're going to, their eyes are going to be open to what needs to be done. To do what needs to be done, Father, as you take this nation back. Hallelujah. I come against disobedient children. I come against disobedient adults in the name of Jesus. And that's it. Be a great awakening, Father God, to your presence, to who you are. And I just rebuke the part of the church, Father God, that's just gone, has been so compromising. Father God, open their eyes to your truth. And we love you so much, Father God. We worship in Jesus' name. We magnify you. We glorify you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We glorify you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to do that song now, Jerry, okay? How great. You know, we're going to close out this remembering that our God is great. We've been praying. We've been interceding. And I wasn't going to do this, you know, but got to obey God. You've got to obey God. And it goes, how great is our God? What? The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. Why? Because he, listen to this, here it is again. He wraps himself in light, and darkness, there's that word again. Darkness tries to hide, but what? And they tremble at his voice. Amen. Hallelujah. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. Come on now. How great is our God.
and all will see how great, how great is our God. He's the name above all names. He's the name above all names, and he's worthy of all our praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. Sing that part again, church. You ready? He's the name above all names, and he's worthy of all our praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. Oh, how great you are, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God.